little postcard I wrote on the back. With some change in my pocket, I bought a few stamps. Hey everyone, it's Postcards from Home. My name is Dave and I'm joined by my beautiful wife,
Jenny.
Yeah, and we're here to talk about postcards. Old postcards, new postcards, well, mostly old. We'll pick up a new one here and there. But, hey, what was the last postcard that we had?
Greenfield, Iowa.
A postcard from Greenfield, Iowa.
Yes, that we mailed out.
We mailed that postcard to my mother and my stepdad down in Joplin, Missouri. And Mom and Jim, we hope that it arrived, you know, well,
in time for this show.
In time for the show, yeah. We mailed it to Mom and Jim because Mom has actually been sending emails about how much they've enjoyed the past two shows. They say that, Jenny, you're a natural.
Thank you.
And they tell me that I need to watch out because you could, like, surpass me in popularity.
And I'm not the one with the degree in journalism.
Yeah, that's what we did. We sent that last postcard to Mom and Jim, and we hope you enjoy that. Today's postcard, tell us about it, Jenny.
Well, the front of it is a picture of Yonge Street and Mall in the heart of Toronto.
Canada.
Toronto, Canada. Yes.
Do it. He's in Toronto. Hey, good day. Welcome to the Great White North. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Okay, our topic today is the Great White North.
And on the back, this is another postcard that's probably from the 1950s or 1960s.
You can tell by looking at the cars, I think, and the people.
Yes, the cars, and it could even be 70s, but... anyway, it says Yonge Street in Toronto, Ontario. A favorite expression in Toronto is, their Yonge Street stretches all the way to the North Pole. If not that long in reality, it is certainly the busiest and longest street in Toronto. Beginning almost at the lakeshore and extending due north, Yonge cuts through the heart of the business district and is bordered by innumerable shops and stores. Yonge is Toronto's unforgettable street. And the photo is by Ramon Stringer.
Ramon. Now, Yonge, we had to look up how to actually pronounce this because it's spelled Y-O-N-G-E. I think you were thinking, too, it was just some...
Might be French.
Yeah. But actually, it's much closer to tongue, only without the U. You know, but it's Yonge. Hey, would you ever want to live in Canada?
No.
Tell me why.
It is too cold. It's cold enough here in Kansas City.
I've come to the conclusion that women get cold a lot easier than men.
In our marriage, that's always the case.
It's always been the case. It just seems like whenever I'm working a shift at Homer's, I work at a coffee house, and the girls that I'm working with, they're always cold. Except for like
they're
in
women.
The summertime. Thank you. Because sometimes I feel like I'm a sexist, male chauvinist kind of guy for thinking that, you know, I'm a guy, I'm warm blooded, you're a woman, you're not. And that's just, I don't know.
Well, you know what they say, cold blood, warm heart. Something like that. That isn't right.
Cold blood, warm heart. No.
How does it go?
Lucky in love.
No.
Unlucky in cards. I don't know. We'll
it escapes us.
This might go into a
senile moment.
There's another Toronto connection I'd like to talk about. Or not necessarily Toronto, but Canada.
Yes.
Jenny and I recently found out that there is a really cool radio station.
An internet radio station.
Well, it's internet, but only because we can't pick it up down here. It comes
right
out of Canada. And on Saturday, our time at 4 p.m., they start playing old Casey Kasem American Top 40 countdowns.
Awesome.
The countdown continues.
Casey's Coast to Coast. American Top 40.
We love it because that it's we get to hear stories that we didn't know about the artists that were recording and hitting the top 40 at that time, like the time that Hall & Oates apprehended that Australian mugger and became heroes, and Bruce Springsteen donating some of his money to charities.
Stevie Nicks is from Arizona.
Stevie Nicks coming from Arizona.
That's what we learned yesterday.
Was that yesterday or this
well,
today?
Well, we listened to it today, but you recorded it yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Casey Kasem still counting them down and telling us to keep reaching for the stars and keep our feet on the ground, or the other way around, on American Top 40. And if you want to hear snippets of old American Top 40, just check out davidcidio.com. I'll have links to that, and you can go there too. So that's another cool thing about Canada. Do we want to talk about anything else Canada related?
Well, we think that this postcard obviously came from my side of the family, since all these postcards, at least the old ones, are Dave salvaged from my parents. So I think this one probably came, there's nothing written on it. That's why it's getting mailed to some lucky person.
Yes.
Out in cyber world. And it probably came from my Aunt Grace and Uncle Derwin on my mom's side, who loved to travel. And that's probably where most of these postcards came from.
So I know that your brother Tim has been around the world a couple of times, but
I don't know if he's been to Canada, though.
Has he ever bought a postcard?
Oh, yes. We received postcards from all over the world when he was in the Navy.
Okay.
From 1976 to 1982.
So Tim actually sent postcards.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Tim loves his
that.
Family.
Well, I know he loves his family, but I didn't think that he would express it.
Well,
in a postcard.
He probably didn't express emotions, just really cool places, especially along the Mediterranean. So like Italy and...
Okay. Well...
countries that border the Mediterranean. So who knows, there might be a postcard from Tim in there, but
I didn't
we'll
see
have
any
to dig some more.
There's plenty of them from other places outside of the United States. I'm looking at another one right now. I think we were talking about this one for the Casey Kasem connection. Cape Breton in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, we might do that one next episode.
But that would be two Canada postcards.
That's
Canadian
true.
Postcards.
And by the way, this is episode 4 of Postcards from Home.
Oh my gosh. That's right. The 4th installment.
Yes.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. This has been
Postcards from Home.
We hope you'll tune in again.
Thanks for listening.
So watch out for my postcard, it's coming to you. And if you have some loose change, then you can send me one too.